Natalia and I stole her mother's new blue Cadillac and drove out to Overpeck to find Tommy. Natalia steered inexpertly, lurching her way from the luxurious oak-lined streets of Linden Hill, New Jersey, lush lawns and stately manors, to the spindly birch trees and ranch houses of Overpeck, aluminum siding and green awnings everywhere. "Are you sure Tommy will be at this party?" I asked her. "Pretty sure," Natalia said. She drummed her French manicured nails nervously on the wheel. I couldn't tell if her uneasiness stemmed from our mission or from driving itself. This was our first night together after being grounded for 2 weeks, and we had promised Natalia's parents we wouldn't set foot outside the house. Natalia had a newly minted learner's permit, but no license, as I wasn't due to begin driver's ed until school started again in the fall. I didn't exactly qualify as the licensed driver who was supposed to be sitting beside her. It was late in the day, hours after dinner, but the sun still hung stubbornly in the sky. I love this time of year, early summer, with months of leisure and possibility still ahead. My part-time job, lifeguarding at the local country club where most of my school friends belonged, didn't start for another 10 days, and it would mostly involve dozing behind sunglasses and working on my tan. Even the prospect of confronting Tommy couldn't entirely interfere with the happiness this kind of bright summer night infused in me. Sparrows perched on swinging telephone wires, and the dull slant of sunlight promised that although darkness was taking its time, night would arrive before too long. The car rattled over potholes and a crooked set of railroad tracks. Natalia parked between an ancient Toyota truck and a battered Chevy Impala. We stepped out of the car and slammed the doors, gravel crunching underneath our feet. Next to the collection of hand-me-down vehicles, the Cadillac looked elegant and out of place. Not unlike Natalia herself, lean, sleek, and raven-haired, picking her way over the splintery post fence and gliding through the tall, wet grass on the strappy designer sandals that had originally belonged to her older sister. Natalia had a funny, endearing face. Her dark eyes were a little too far apart. She had a pronounced bump on the bridge of her nose and a gap between her two front teeth. Despite her slim body and beautiful clothes, other girls never noticed Natalia until they registered every guy in the world swooning as she walked by. "Come on, Sydney," she said, waving her arm toward the woods ahead. I lagged behind her, my sneakers instantly damp and squishy. We crossed a rickety old playground and followed the voices. I could smell a festive blend of wood and cigarette smoke, possibly cigars and pot. The scent reminded me of Tommy, and I felt suddenly ill. "Natalia," I called. "Wait up a second." Natalia stopped, looked at my face, and backtracked to my side. She put her hand on my shoulder as I wrapped my arms around my own middle. "I'm not sure I can do this," I said. "What's wrong?" Natalia said. "Are you nauseous? Is it morning sickness?" I looked at her as if she'd gone completely insane. "No," I said. "Definitely not." I uncrossed my arms and started walking again. Natalia's hand slid off my shoulder, and she strode back to her place in front of me. No matter what she might think, no matter what the pregnancy test had told me, I knew that the prickly nausea in my middle was most definitely not morning sickness. Apart from my missed period, I had zero symptoms. There had been no barfing, no craving pickles and peanut butter, no swollen breasts, no nothing. I felt so exactly normal that I still didn't really believe it. Even though I'd used all three of the sticks that came in the EPT box, and every one had produced two pink lines, it didn't seem possible that something so huge, so catastrophic and monumental, could be going on inside my body, Well, I looked and felt exactly like my usual 16-year-old self.